Hello.
Hello, this is Brittany calling you back from customer care. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I had a transaction on my card that I did not authorize. It was for $49.69, I believe. It was for $49.89.
Can you provide your zip code, please?
72823.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that again, please?
72823.
72823?
Yes.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
LaTonya, LaTonya Denny, Denney.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
1228 Simba, Simba Road, Atkins, Arkansas, 72823.
Thank you. So locate an account here for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs.
No.
Did you do a survey for Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
No.
Did you do a sweepstake for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or an Instapot?
No.
Okay. So what I can do for you is send you over to the fraud department so they can see who used your card fraudulently. Would you like for me to do that for you?
Yes.
All right, just be one moment. Still here, okay, ma'am? I'm trying to find someone from the fraud department for you.
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I do apologize. It's taking a little bit longer than normal.
It's okay.
All right. Thank you for holding. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I do have someone from the fraud department for you. Before I do transfer, I just want to make sure there's nothing else I can assist you with today.
No, that's it.
All right, well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer care. If you will, please hold for the fraud department.